Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Football player DeMar Hamlin is off the resuscitator and breathing on his own. Friday marks 2 years since the January 6 occupation of the U.S. Capitol. Former Capitol Police Officer Michael Fanone on CNN.
Individuals through the criminal justice system that participated in the attack, you know, Donald Trump is still walking around a free man.
Five people died tied to the January 6 event.
I'm frustrated at the lack of accountability.
Of those that died, one unarmed woman was shot and killed at nearly point-blank range by Capitol Police Officer Lieutenant Michael Byrd. He's never faced charges. Another died of a drug overdose, and three died of natural causes. Evidence against the man accused of killing four college students in Idaho last month is being brought to light now that the suspect has been returned to the Gem State.
DNA found on a knife sheath at the scene of the Idaho murders is what helped lead to the suspect being arrested. That's according to the arrest affidavit. The document revealed authorities were on the hunt for Brian Koberger less than 2 weeks after the four University of Idaho students were killed. I'm Dave Collins.
Representative Kevin McCarthy has been negotiating with Republicans offering fresh concessions to win support for House Speaker, yet no deal in the GOP-controlled chamber after a third day of voting. After millions of illegal immigrants have been allowed into the country by the Biden administration and the commander-in-chief stopping all progress on the southern border wall, leaving America vulnerable, the president announced Thursday he will visit the border in El Paso, Texas.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders, and the folks at the border sending me what they need that they don't have.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Cryptocurrency lender Genesis Global Trading Incorporated laid off 30% of its staff and is considering filing for bankruptcy, the latest sign of financial turmoil at the crypto lender. Genesis is down to a skeleton crew of 145 employees after Thursday's layoffs. More bad news on the retail front. Bed Bath & Beyond is preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy within weeks after the retailer came up short on sales during the critical holiday season. Bed Bath & Beyond warned Thursday that it has substantial debt that it doubts it can pay back after enduring another quarter of deep losses and terrible sales. Wednesday's jobs report is a bright spot on the economy.
USA companies added more jobs than expected in December, driven by small and medium-sized businesses. Morgan Stanley chief global economist Seth Carpenter spoke to Bloomberg.
We're looking for a slowing down in hiring. We're not looking for a wave of layoffs.
Private payrolls increased 235,000 last month after an upwardly revised 182,000 in November, according to data from ADP Research Institute and Stanford Digital Economy Lab. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The The NFL announced that the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals will not resume and has been canceled. This as injured player Damar Hamlin's health continues to improve. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
It's after the top of the hour. We're back with you. Happy New Year, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Well, Pope Francis led the funeral for his predecessor, Benedict XVI, first in modern times. Quite interesting, you know, some had prognosticated that, Pope Francis might have passed before Benedict XVI. But that's not the way God planned it. What happened is just the way God says it was going to happen. People often ask me, when it comes to life and death, and I say, well, God says when we're coming and when we're leaving. He's still in charge. With us right now is Father D. Vincent Toomey, and he is a longtime friend of Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Professor Emeritus of Theology at St. Patrick's Pontifical University in Maynooth, Ireland. And he knew the Pope quite closely, and he recalls the life and legacy of his friend and the Pope Emeritus, and he joins us now. Father, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Happy feast day to you, Joe.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Father. Tell us what you knew about your friend.
Well, I went to study with him as a doctoral student in 1971. And I spent 6 years with him doing my postgraduate studies, got to know him very closely. I had a car because I was doing supply work to pay for my keep when I was in Regensburg. So I got to know him quite well and often had dined with him and his sister. So I got to know him not just as a professor, as a wonderful friend and a wonderful man of God. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, down through the last 52 years, we met regularly. We met at least once a year when his doctoral students met him for a weekend for a theological meeting. And then right down to last year, actually, we've been meeting since he retired as Pope. He hasn't come to the meetings, but he's always kept an eye on us and said Mass with us up to about 2 or 3 years ago when his health wouldn't allow it. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very sad day on the one hand, but when I heard the news he was dying last Wednesday, it really struck me like a bolt out of the blue. I saw him last September for 50 minutes. To present my new book on the liturgy to him, an interpretation of his own theology of liturgy. And I had a wonderful time with him, but I knew then how weak he was and that he didn't have long more to live. But when death is always something that's unexpected, this comes like a bolt out of the blue, and then, of course, all the memories began crowding in. So it was mourning started, seriously, until then, the day before yesterday, and I spent a half an hour before his bier, before his lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica, and a calm came over me. I think he's in heaven. I think he's looking after us. I think and a joy, really. It was mixed with the sadness yesterday during the Pontifical Mass said by Pope Francis on the repose of the soul of his predecessor.
The Pope was a constant gift to you and other students, those that he got to know, and of course this same precious personality. And, as I say, gift, from God, because, what God had imparted in this Pope was something real special that I think, sadly, maybe only people like yourself got to know up close and personal. We could observe it from a distance. But I've always felt this, this lacking of and desire to have want to have known Pope Benedict the 16th more.
Many, many people do. Many people for whom he lived, actually. He fought, he wrote, and he was a cardinal and bishop and pope with one purpose in mind, to serve the people of God.
Mm.
So-called simple faithful. For him, simplicity, the New Testament, is the essence of holiness. And the people of simple faith, who are the most intelligent in the world, in actual fact, they grasped immediately what he was all about. They may not have been able to understand his very rich theology, but they knew he was speaking the truth. And he had the ability, of course, not only to speak to theologians, to philosophers, to the greatest thinkers of our day, he could also speak to the simple people, even to children.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had that wonderful clarity of thought and eloquence of speech. But also he respected to whom he was speaking. He always found the right words to say. And I think even people who are not Catholic, somehow or other they were touched by him. I never forget when he appeared on the balcony after his election.
Mm-hmm.
To my surprise, I never expected him to be elected. I got a terrible shock.
Uh-huh.
Then he came onto the balcony and smiled. Now, up to then, he was only known in the media as a dreadful enforcer of morals, enforcer of the truth, God's Rottweiler, Panzer Cardinal, all negative images.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the world saw him without any filter of negativity. And they realized, here is somebody we can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
A simple man of God.
Yeah. And what I sensed at that moment, it's interesting you should bring that up as well, is that at that moment I sensed God's sanctification upon this Pope, that allowed this universal breakthrough for people to see, which, some would say, automatically translates, through the papacy and through the office. But this seemed to be different.
Well, there are very few popes in history who are called the Great. Leo the Great, Leo in the 5th century, later then Gregory the Great. I think somebody wrote to me recently, I think he too would be called Benedict the Great. Because he had a greatness about him. He was diminutive, small. He was really quite a small person, of very feeble health always. He had 2 strokes, I think. He had lost the sight of one eye. He had all kinds of physical weaknesses. But he was a powerful intellect, a powerful heart, and a powerful spirit. And that was not simply human. It was a gift, as he himself repeatedly said, I got from my parents.
Mm.
His simple mother and father. He was a constable, a policeman, in a very difficult time. And she was she went out to serve as a maid during the summer to make money. And they came from... I met his cousins from Bavarian Forest, very simple people, very humble people, but the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he himself always kept that simplicity he got from his own beloved parents.
Yeah. Well, I think
I was privileged to know his brother Georg and his sister Maria. All 3 wonderful people.
Just all consistent, somehow, right? Yeah, exactly. Blessed with a sense of humility and, you might say, common sense, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which these days has become uncommon sense, Father, sadly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Father Toomey on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Pope Benedict XVI was the head of the Catholic Church and sovereign of Vatican City State from 19 of 19th of April of 2005 until his resignation on the 28th of February of 2013. And we are blessed to have Father DeVincent Toomey with us. He is the formal doctoral student and longtime friend of Joseph Ratzinger and professor emeritus of theology at St. Patrick's Pontifical University in Ireland. And he's here helping us understand this incredible gift. You know, God's hand definitely, Father, upon the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, and he came into the Catholic Church, into the leadership of the Catholic Church at a time, you know, when the Church needed someone of, you know, Benedict's conviction and, dare I say, conservatism.
Yes. But, of course, before that, he had already, you know, was a decades of service to the Church as professor, as Archbishop of Munich, as Cardinal Prefect under John Paul II. And I think, actually, we have to connect, link him with the previous pontificate of John Paul II. Mm-hmm. In a sense, they created the foundations for the Church to be built in the future. Mm-hmm. And he worked wonderfully with him, hand in hand. I often had the privilege of actually being with him together when we had an audience with Pope John Paul II and his Ratzinger students. But he himself, of course, has also left a huge legacy in his writings. In German, his collected writings cover 16 massive volumes. The smallest is 700 pages. This is 1,400 pages. Mm-hmm. But he's also available in wonderful interviews he gave. The Ratzinger Report, Salt of the Earth, God on the World, The Last Testament, interviews with Petrus Seewald, a German journalist who was converted by his conversation with Benedict.
Wow. Mm. Well, that just goes to reinforce his conviction to the gospel and the word of God. And this is what I was able to discern over the years about this Pope, Father, was that he was bathed and anchored in the word of God, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. For him, he always had the New Testament at his side. Whenever he gave a lecture or a seminar or gave a talk, you know, and he was familiar with the Greek, the original Greek version, from back to front. He could quote it out of his wonderful memory. He could quote verse and chapter and verse from memory in Greek and then translation to German. But because his real love, of course, is for the Word of God made flesh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And therefore, he spent all his free time as Pope writing the three volumes, Jesus of Nazareth. And they are perhaps the most important thing he has left to the Church. That, plus his book on the liturgy, the spirit of the liturgy, which he wrote in all his free time when he was cardinal prefect in charge of the doctrine of the faith of the Church. Mm-hmm. So you're quite right. At the center is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When
Amen.
That isn't right, nothing is right. Yeah? Yeah. And he was very much concerned how modern scripture scholars had actually distracted from the real core of the Gospels, which is the person of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And his doctoral work, his postdoctoral work on Bonaventure in particular, opened him up to the fact that actually we're dealing with not abstract truths, not propositions about God, but with God himself, his own self-revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And our access to God is through the scriptures and through the churches as interpreted in the light of the church's encounter with the word of God in our tradition.
Exactly.
And above all, in the saints. Mm-hmm. And he himself devoted most of his Wednesday audiences to bring the world's attention to the saints from the apostles right down to Teresa of Lisieux. Every Wednesday, these wonderful, short, little introductions to the life and spirituality and the significance of each of these wonderful, wonderful saints. Mm-hmm. Because he said over and over again, the two greatest apologies for the Church, the two greatest reasons to believe in the divinity, in the divine nature of the Church, are her saints and her art and music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You take Gregorian chant, you take polyphony, you take Audrey Messiaen, you take any of the great artists, Michelangelo, etc., Caravaggio, whoever it is, you know, they all came from the same inspiration, the encounter of man with God in Jesus Christ.
I like how you put that in perspective, because sometimes we overlook it. And I know there's been some controversy, especially from non-Catholics, about their criticism of saints. But you have this Pope who demonstrated why it was important to acknowledge the saints. And, you call them out for their special service to humanity. But they couldn't have done it without God. And it reminds us that it is God in us doing this, right?
That is grace. That you're absolutely right. You know, without God's power at work in us, the power of God, the Holy Spirit working in us, which is given to each one of us in baptism.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
And without that nourishment in the Eucharist, apart from the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, his other passion was the liturgy, the renewal of the liturgy, so that we would appreciate and experience the extraordinary presence of the saving act of Jesus Christ, dying and living, his presence in the Eucharist, communion with him. It's where we worship God, where the whole of creation, we represent the whole of creation, worshiping God in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I think that for him, the saints, the angels and the saints, of course, and the art, but the biggest artwork of all is, of course, the sacred liturgy. Mm-hmm. That we, especially we priests, that we learn how to celebrate the liturgy with true reverence to its ritual, to its symbolism, to its deeper theological significance. And then, of course, we can nourish the people with the Word of God and with the Eucharist, the communion.
Father, what I've appreciated, I'm glad you brought up the liturgy, and what I embrace about the liturgy is that it is a constant roadmap and a reminder to us on a daily basis, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then on Sunday, it has to be the center of our Sunday. And Sunday must be recovered, as Benedict himself put it, as a day of celebration of the resurrection, the triumph of God over evil. Yeah, and
yes.
We need that in the world that we're living in today. Yeah,
yeah. Without a doubt, as we, as you mentioned, the condition of the world today, crime on the increase, celebrated author, Messianic Jew here in the United States, has released his book, The Return of the Gods, and which Jesus had shared with us in his parable about the man who is freed of demons, and the demons go out in the desert and they come back, and they're seven times worse than what they were before. And it would seem that the world is being invaded by the gods because, as an entity, the world has ignored God, has turned its back on God. And Jesus had set the demons away, but I believe they're coming back with a vengeance.
I wouldn't go down that road too much, you know. Mm-hmm. One of the things, John Paul, one of the things is in the Bible, one sentence that's repeated 356 times a year, one for every day of the year, is, do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I have overcome the world.
Right.
We mustn't be distracted by evil. We must concentrate on the presence of God in the sacraments, in the Eucharist, in holy people. And there are more holy people now than there ever were, because we have more martyrs in the church.
Exactly.
The martyrs are the sign of God's power at work in the hearts of people. And the demons can go to hell, literally.
Amen. And Jesus did remind us, as he told the apostles, Father, he said, you will do even greater things than I, because I'm at the right hand of the Father. And essentially, he's cheering us on, right? Exactly. We love that.
Exactly.
Father D. Vincent Toomey has been with us. Father, I promised I would let you go, and I don't want to go to confession because I broke my promise with you. So thank you so much. Take care, Father.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Representative Kevin McCarthy has been negotiating with Republicans, offering fresh concessions to win support for House Speaker, yet no deal in the GOP-controlled chamber after a third day of voting. They will continue today. After millions of illegal immigrants have been allowed into the country by the Biden administration and the commander-in-chief stopping all progress on the southern border, leaving America vulnerable, the president announced Thursday he will visit the border in El Paso, Texas.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders, and the folks at the border sending me what they need that they don't have.
The National Football League has announced the game between Buffalo and Cincinnati will not be resumed and has been canceled. This as injured player DeMar Hamlin's health continues to improve. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you. Happy New Year. It is January the 6th, the anniversary of the January 6th, you know, some refer it to as a riot or as, I just really resent the word insurrection. It certainly was an insurrection, but certainly you had well over a million, some have estimated in some cases at least 2 million people descending upon the Capitol building. In response to the 2020 election, that even to this day, you got 60% of the country just thinking there's something not according to Hoyle. And, you know, of course, the powers to be want us to believe a particular narrative. And if you don't, well, you'll be like the January 6th prisoners who remain in jail, some without due process. I mean, this is hard to believe that this is happening in America. Michael Letch joins us now. He is the former law enforcement officer, a CEO, and founder of Invest USA. And he joins us now. Michael, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a privilege to be on your show, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Hey, just real quick, your thoughts. We want to talk about illegal immigration and a specific topic, but I'm curious on your thoughts on this day, the anniversary of January 6th and what happened at our Capitol.
I think, Bill, it's the biggest stain we have on American history, and here is why. To label that as an insurrection when there were no firearms. There were no weapons that would allow one to take a, from a military standpoint, to hold a position and to defend a position. And to charge those with insurrection when it really is not the government's building, it's the people's building.
Exactly.
And to charge them with being trespassing, I mean, that should be resolved in court. But here's the biggest issue. To take these innocent citizens across the country, there were a few that went too far and, you know, got into altercations, and they should be dealt with accordingly. But we're talking about hundreds and hundreds who are merely walking through, kind of wanting to see history in the making, and have now had their due rights taken away from them and have been locked up for over a year and a half, mm-hmm. 2 years, without due process. That is what we find in tyrannical third world countries. That is not America. We should be embarrassed and ashamed, and we should immediately make sure these people are freed.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing that I keep screaming about. We had Matt Brainerd on yesterday. He's been championing the cause, you know, from day one, is that we all should be, demonstrating our outrage to our government. You know, how dare they do this? Because if they can do it to them, then, you know, we're not that far behind, Michael. This could easily happen to any one of us.
Well, they've already started that, Bill. They've already compiling lists of those that have conservative values and principles. Mm-hmm. I know that they're making sure that that list is available for them to target when the time comes. They already have targeted some high profile. You've seen trumped up charges with arrests on national news and, you know, cameras at 3 o'clock in the morning. They have already been politicized and weaponized, talking about these federal agencies. And you are very correct, Bill. If we don't stop it now, then we're next.
Exactly. Well, we'll leave it there, and we'll put it in the hands of we the people to keep the pressure on our elected officials. Amazingly, to even further the intent. I mean, it was bad enough we had this faux January 6th committee hearing that was clearly biased. They were not interested in finding out exactly what happened on January 6th, all the players. I mean, to this day, there's 14,000 hours of video that's being suppressed that we're not allowed to see that could, tell us more. There's been some leaks of emails that came out of Nancy Pelosi's office and Muriel Bowser that, shed some light and reinforces, some of the basic responses and, suspicions that we had from day one regarding, what happened on the 6th of January of 2021, and how this narrative has been fashioned in such a way to try to kneecap Donald Trump and anybody who believes in a MAGA movement or, for that matter, an America First idea.
That's correct, Bill, and I want to make sure that your listeners understand this is a matter of values and principles. We are not defending a party. It is immoral and it is totally unethical to go after any citizen based on their views of how they think political operatives should be performed. Mm-hmm. And to go after the conservatives because they do not agree with them is just reprehensible. That's the only thing I can think about.
Exactly. And we're seeing this exercise. This is why the outrage needs to be universal and mounted clearly, Michael, because it always starts with one thing. You know, right now we're dealing with this political philosophy, people of faith. They have been in the crosshairs. And get ready. I think in this coming year we're going to see even more egregious attacks on churches and people of faith, especially in light of what happened out of Egypt at the WHO meeting, where, they blatantly came out and said, hey, here's your new God. We've got the God of climate science is now in charge as determined by the WHO. And so with that coming on to force, everything, all thought, all manner of reward is going to be to those people that support that new God, and anybody that stands in their way, they're going to be knocked down and put away.
There's no question, Bill. I'd like to put out one thing real quickly. I know in a lot of churches, they preach or push the ideology that perhaps we shouldn't be involved in the political spectrum. And that is simply not scriptural and not biblical. We are commanded to be salt in the earth. We are commanded to stand for principle and value. Now, what happens at the end of that is that's, you know, God takes care of that. Mm-hmm. We are commanded to make sure that we do not abandon our values and principles. And when we sit idly and silently, we are abandoning the very principles that made this country great, and we ourselves are just as guilty as anybody else.
Because we carry the values, we carry the morality of what our faith tells us. Because if not us, Michael, then who?
Exactly. And if not now, then when?
Yeah.
And the reason I make that comment, Bill, is we are, of course, as you know, today is another struggle for the speakership of the House.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to have strong leadership that is willing to lead and to make sure the American people can follow, to make sure we demand accountability. There should immediately be a hearing on January the 6th
mm-hmm.
about what really happened, and invite every single American across this country to participate if they have the ability and the desire to be there. That's the kind of leadership we need to be seeing out of D.C. today.
Exactly. Well, look what happened. You know, say what you want to say about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump, you know, gave up a lot for the sake of the American people and our Constitution. He's paid a price. And the resistance against Donald Trump, I mean, you got to stop for just a second and say, why are they so afraid of Donald Trump?
There's no question. That's a very valid point, and we know the answer. Because they do not want the truth to be exposed, because they will be exposed what they have actually done to this country. And quite frankly, Bill, I think you're going to find it is beyond high treason. And my point is, when we find those typical evidence of such, we don't need to just say, well, that was a bad thing, don't ever do it again. They need to be held accountable, and actions need to be taken against those who have sought to destroy this country through their treasonous actions.
Yeah, more and more people, Michael Letts, are coming to the realization that our government is corrupt. And think about that. How can it move in a way that is consistent with American values, that which began this country 247 years ago? If, you know, all it takes is just a little bit, but I dare say that we're beyond a little bit. There is a lot, so much so that, you know, just about every one of the three-letter agencies of our bureaucracy have been found to be corrupt and have fallen short of what our founding fathers had expected from them, what our Constitution said that they should be. It's all compromised. So, you know, like we said earlier, if not now, then when? It continues to get kicked down the road, and we will continue to put up with this incompetency and corruption.
Well,
I don't think we can go down the road any further. I think the time has come. Either save America now, or she's gone.
Protein shake or new shoes. They bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as we continue to hear about, illegal immigrants participating in crime, hurting people across the country. One of our regular guests has reported that Maria Espinosa has said that in every state of the union, there's been at least one American citizen who has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant. The record numbers of illegal immigrants that have invaded our southern border, just for one, okay, we're not even talking about what comes by way of the north or other ways, just what's happening in the south, is unconscionable. And then now Joe Biden makes the announcement, oh, well, I had to wait till, there were a couple things that got out of the way, and now somehow he's found a way to get down there and makes the announcement next to, his affectionate border czar, Kamala Harris, who's done nothing. And I don't know what's happening here, Michael. Is that, did somebody all of a sudden put a box of churros and some vanilla ice cream down there that's kind of luring him to the border? What's drawing him down there now?
I think he understands that this is a major impediment, their ultimate objective. And we need to quickly go over once again for your listeners, what is the ultimate objective? The ultimate objective is to disarm the American people because of the fact you cannot control an armed populace. Very, very difficult to do that. They tried it in the 70s by just doing gun legislation. Well, they couldn't get enough votes in Congress because they didn't want to do away with what is our constitutional right. So then they decided that they would continue to find methods and ways of trying to accomplish it. They discovered something here in the last few years, that the pandemic, people react out of fear. People are very concerned. Oh, if I'm going to die, I'll give up my rights. I'll do what you tell me to do. So they translated that and say, okay, let's make people fearful about the safety of their communities. And so they have made it a strategic point to increase traffic going across the border. We know for a fact that there are many who are been tagged with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Taliban, and others. We know that there's been placed all across the country. We see their actions every day. We know that violent crime is spiking across the country. Of course, they partner this with your ability to do the Black Lives Matter, defund the police, et cetera. Yeah. Why do they want to do that? They want you, you know, to think that your local and state law enforcement are idiots, that they cannot contain the problem. And once they get that point across, then they're going to say, never fear, the U.S. government is here, and they will take their three-letter agencies, which we know for a fact are politicized and weaponized. And they will come in and say, we're going to handle this particular issue for the American people. What have they already said publicly? This is not conjecture. This is not conspiracy. This is just taking their very own statements. They have already said, the feds have already said, the problem with violent crime increase is that there are too many guns. And so their next step will be, they've already got the plans in place. ATF has already got a program they're unveiling. And they're starting out with these ghost guns by going to people door to door. They're getting the list from the ghost, from the part manufacturers who's ordered parts. And they're going door to door and saying, show me the parts. Did you build a gun with it? Did you register it? If you didn't, hand it over. So they've already started the process of going door to door to take our firearms. Once they complete that issue, Bill, they will then control the populace, because we will not be able to fight back. So back on the question that you raised, this lines up perfectly with part of their strategy. They are attempting to make sure those borders stay open as long as possible. You notice that Joe didn't say, I'm going to shut the borders down. I'm just going to try to figure out a way to make it a little less messier.
Right,
so
exactly.
A little more productive as to how they come across. And still 30,000 illegals. Now, here's the problem we have with 30,000 illegals, Bill. How about all the people that came across legally?
Yeah.
You just got bumped for the 30,000 a month that we're now suddenly going to adopt and say, oh, gosh, we couldn't win this battle, so we're going to have to give in and allow 30,000 illegals a month to come across. That's not strategy. That is not leadership. President Biden has absolutely no moral basis to even discuss this subject. We know what their agenda is, and quite frankly, we're on to them. And we're going to do everything we can in this new Congress to make sure we shut it down.
Exactly. And this is part and parcel of why there is such a stand on the Speaker of the House right now. And what are we up to? About the 12th vote now?
12th vote, 13th coming at noon.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And this is, you know, this is it. So for those 20 that are holding out that, you know, some in the mainstream media that you would traditionally expect them, you know, to talk about, you know, some of the infighting that's going on, they fail to realize that, look, there's got to be, there's something more to this than just a personality problem. You know, this has to do with some people being rather serious about, in my humble opinion, about, you know, about representing their constituency.
Well, Bill, if you don't have a secure country, you have nothing. And if they cannot secure our country by securing our borders, then we're already seeing the results every day. You said there was one in every state. I mean, actually, there are way more than one in every state that are occurring every day. In fact, it just occurred New Year's Eve, and it wasn't just an illegal. It was one who has Islamic extremists who is tied in with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So, you know, there are particular people that they place across the country now become coming out and emerging and beginning to create havoc on the American people. And it will get a whole lot worse, Bill, until we decide that we've had enough and we're going to deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah, what you're referring to was this illegal immigrant that wounded, you know, a police officer. It's just right around the corner from Times Square. I mean, you know, think about that. You know, if anywhere around the corner and a round goes off and you've got how many hundreds of thousands of people right there squashed into, I mean, that's fish in a barrel.
It is. And the way that it was done is what is so concerning. It wasn't just taking a gun, which obviously would have been more effective. Let me take a machete to make it as gruesome as possible, so that, because we know the mainstream media will love the film this and put the gruesomeness on, you know, mainstream TV, strike fear in the American people, and once again advance this position that local people can't do anything. You better bring us in. We're going to take care of everybody. Of course, course, I laugh about it, Bill. I guess we're going to take all the SUVs, all the knives,
right.
all the forks, you know, all the rocks. I mean, you know, gee, there's a whole lot of list of things we're going to see.
Yeah, without a doubt. And like you said, you know, referring to Ronald Reagan's quote, I'm here from the government, here to help, right? Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'd rather you not.
Words you've ever heard.
Exactly. I mean, anymore, it's rotting fear in the hearts of Americans, America's citizens, when they hear those words. Because, you know, and, oh, yeah, by the way, you've got 87,000 IRS agents with guns and ammo. I mean, how do you put those two together? Are they're having a hard enough time just keeping law enforcement, you know, on the range to keep them well practiced. And now you're going to throw in 87,000 IRS agents with a gun. I mean, this is how you win the Wild West all over again.
No question. Well, you know, in their last bill, they put in $682 million for the U.S. Capitol Police.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, their jurisdiction is only four blocks. You tell me how we spend $682 million off four blocks.
Right.
And when you look at the fine print, they're opening offices all across the country. I didn't realize we had a congressional hearing offices in Miami or San Francisco or any other place. It's just they are positioning their agents along with the IRS, Bureau, ATF, et cetera, to be prepared that when they make that announcement, y'all can handle it. We're stepping in.
Exactly.
Ready to go.
Right. No, they've got their ducks in a row. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has been reporting on these FEMA camps that are ready to accept. I think right now the capacity is somewhere at least around 80,000 plus citizens that they can house. So this stuff is to the ready. And so, you know, and keep in mind that our captured elites have been captured by the Chinese. And you hear what they say from time to time, Michael Letts, that, you know, they like the way, you know, communism works. Because it's expedient. You don't have to go through due process. You don't have to go through, you know, days of electing a speaker. You just get a speaker. That's it, and you'll like it.
And if you don't, they'll never hear from you again.
No,
they'll find you at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but before they put you there, they're going to make sure that they harvest all your organs first.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that because there is a big market for that. So
that's right.
It's just amazing, Bill, how far we have gotten and allowed this wayward government to take we, the people, in a process of trying to destroy us. And it is time that we say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
We will do whatever our forefathers were willing to do, and that is to stand up for freedom and liberty. We're not going to let it happen anymore.
Well, and what it represents for the rest of the world, Michael, I mean, we are, as John Winthrop had envisioned, to be that light on a shining hill, that light of hope and faith and goodness and justice. And here you've got these forces that are doing everything they can to turn the light off. And, you know, it will not bode well. You know, when you consider the significance of America in, you know, in world history, take America away, what happens to the world, Michael?
We become controlled by a small elite group of those who have one thing in mind, and that's their best interest, their greed, and their power. And they will do nothing to stop them from accomplishing that and shutting us down.
So the science fiction movies that we grew up with suddenly become reality, right?
They're becoming reality quicker every day.
Unbelievable. Michael, how can people be in touch with you at InvestUSA?
They go to our website, www.investusa.org. It's a charity.org. There'll be a list of things they can do. One of the things I would tell them, two things for today. Make sure you tell our first responders thank you for making the sacrifice to protect us. Second of all, make sure you're armed and make sure you know how to use it, because the time has arrived where you are going to be responsible for providing your own protection.
Michael Letts, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us, sir. Take care. You got a CEO and founder of InvestUSA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.